Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira.
And Karishma. On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Tonight is a very, very special erotic night. We're going to have erotic poetry. So I never host this show alone. I would like to welcome my co-host, Miss Nicole Martin. Nicole?
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm ready to get into this very steaming evening with this erotic poetry. So I can't wait to get into the guests. Oh, I'm so excited. So definitely call us, tune in and call in 347-539-5729. We want to hear your comments. You're welcome to listen and maybe say a few lines or not. So what do you think about our upcoming guests tonight? I'm so excited. I love poetry.
Yes, I'm very excited, especially if it's erotica. So you know that is going to be seriously juicy. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm excited. What do you think?
I love poetry. I like spoken word. So I'm ready to, you know, get in the heads of, you know, the poets that are going to come. And I actually was able, I'm blessed to actually see one of their shows and go to one of their events. It's
really?
very
okay.
Sensual, very classy. Just a lot going on. So I can't wait to get into speaking with the guests. So we'll be speaking with Sabrina Gilbert and Shalak Cox with the Sweet Spot Nation. And it was awesome when I went. It was a lot going on. They had poetry on the stage. I think people were getting massages. It was a really intimate, sexy environment, but very classy.
Very nice.
So they sold me on it. They sold me on it. So I was just like, oh, this is so amazing. It just takes you from one atmosphere to another. That was very interesting.
I guess all the senses are involved and stimulated at the same time. So I kind of like that. It goes hand in hand. So, Tahira, have you ever tried to put pen to paper? I mean, Tahira is so talented at so many different things. So it would not surprise me if she was like, of course I've tried to write poetry. So have you?
Yes, I wrote books. So, yes, I wrote poetry.
Okay.
I have poems. I love poetry. I like spoken word. I'm a writer, too. So,
Excellent.
I first was published when I was 14 years old. So writing is easy for me. It's like when I'm, you know, I tell you I color when things aren't going good in my life, I'll pull out a coloring book. But definitely it takes me in a space where, you know, I could just get in touch with my feelings and just be to myself to deal with whatever I'm feeling.
Right.
How about you?
No, I never tried to write poetry. I mean, I've always been a pretty good writer at papers and such, you know, always gotten really good grades when I tried to write a paper, but I never did anything in that nature or tried to really explore my artistic side, you know, and see if I was even capable of doing something like that. So, unfortunately, no, but I love the spoken word. I love the environment. I think it's really cool. You know, it kind of takes me, what vision I get? Love Jones is always, that's one of my favorite movies, and I think it's a classic, and it, like, I always, you know, go back to that scene and, you know, so, yeah, it's cool. So maybe one day, T, you can share some of your stuff with us. We're going to put Tahira on the spot, y'all.
As he addressed me with his bedroom eyes, the notes of I have tons of things. Like, just to see him looking back at me as we made love passionately, endlessly. Yeah, we can go on and on.
Okay.
I have so much
stuff. Okay, let me find out.
Call
okay.
in. If you want to share a few lines, call in 347-539-5729. It's just as far, it takes you, and even, you know, with the Sweet Spot Nation, it takes you a place where you can come in feeling like, oh, I had a long day. I just want to relax. Let me see what, it just takes you in another space. I came out, like, so dreamy. I felt like I was floating.
Right.
And it's just, it takes you there, and you just go back, like, back to reality. But it's just, it's beautiful what they're doing. I don't think, I guess I could do it on stage, but to me it's more private. So
right.
I like doing it, like, with my partner, you know, the person that I'm with, my boyfriend. I'll write him poetry. You know, I wrote him, like, love poems and stuff like that. So I don't think I'm ready to publish that part.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you never know. Come on. You have to try it at least once. You never know. You probably
I could see my father reading it and like, did my daughter write this? No.
Dad doesn't have to know everything.
That's like my fear. That's my phobia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Valentine's Day, we have so many holidays. Like, would you ever think of, like, reciting a poem for your boo or your...
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely would. Like, in that, you know, space, in that little box, yeah, I would definitely venture and I could do that. But, you know, what you're talking about, like the platform and, you know, of all those people, no. But just one-on-one and to, like, you know, pass it to my guy and be like, here you go. You know, I think it would be really cute and very sweet. And I think, you know, hopefully he would receive that pretty well, you know, because guys aren't really gushy like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And for me, if I pour my heart and soul into something and I'm trying to get words to rhyme and really be artistic and, you know, and he's like, okay, that was nice. You know, I'm going to be a little upset. So, you know, men
it's more like a movement, so you would have to, like, get him in a position where he's relaxed, you know, the wine is, you know, wine. So you use other things, not just one element. You use all your elements, like you said, and to really get him into that mood. So, you can
how does your boyfriend receive it? Does he like it, look forward to it? Like, yeah.
He loves that part.
Okay.
He's like, oh, my God, what is this? Who is this woman? Like, it's so out of my normal personality, and it
that's cool because you get to show them another side,
of love.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly, and another side of Tahira. So I think that's really sweet and very personal and romantic. So I love that. So I'm going to keep that in mind, Tahira. You know,
yes,
we'll see what happens, and check back with me in February because you know me and you know my situations change quickly. So, you know, let's keep hope alive and we'll see what happens in a couple of months.
Well, speaking of February, like Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm actually singing in a lover's show. I don't think I'll be able to recite poetry, but I will be singing at alongside of Kenny Bobian and Susu Bobian. So I'm excited about that. Get ready for the, you know, Love Nation. So we're going to go into our, since we're talking about love and the movement of love and spoken word and erotic poetry, we're going to get into poetry. Just say yes. Let's get into, just say yes.
So good.
Right here on the Girlfriend Network.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling and stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Is that alright, baby? There is only one for me. You have made that a possibility. We could take that step to see.
Won't you stay often imitated but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Hi, this is Martha Wash. And when you want to listen to a station where it's always raining men, ladies, I listen to the LoveZoneUSA.com because they always have music, topics, and advice that appeals to the kind of man I enjoy being with. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com, LoveZone USA.
Welcome back to the LoveZone USA, the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira and Nicole. And we want to say hello to Karishma. We miss you and feel better. I definitely want to take this moment to welcome our guests, Sabrina and Shalaka. Sabrina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
How
Hello.
Are you? Welcome.
I'm well.
To the Love Zone, the Girlfriend Network.
Thank you
I'm
for
so excited to have you guys here. Okay, let's start. Can you just introduce yourself to our Love Zone listeners and let them know where they can find you on social media?
Sure. So, hello, everyone. This is Sabrina Gilbert. I can definitely be found on Instagram. I'm at Sabrina, E as in Elizabeth, Gilbert. And Sabrina is spelled like the TV show way back in the day, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, so S-A-B-R-I-N-A. Nothing fancy there. You know how people get creative, girl. You can also find me on Facebook. There's like a million Sabrina Gilberts. You know something funny? I'm friends with like two other Sabrina Gilberts, and one of them is a makeup artist, and the other one is a journalist, so we all like have this thing we want to go around together one day. So don't just search Sabrina Gilbert because you're probably going to find a bajillion of them. If you just go facebook.com/Sabrina.Gilbert.9, that will be the easiest way. It'll take you right to my page. And then I'm sure I have other social media, but those are the two that I really work on most. I have a Reverb Nation, if anybody goes there. Probably the easiest, if you really want to find everything without fishing too much, you can also go to my website, which is just sabrinanow.com, and there's links on the bottom for my YouTube, for my Facebook, for all of that.
And nice to be on the show. Thank you for having me. You can find me on Instagram at Salah Poetic. That's S-E-L-A-H. Poetic. I'm on Facebook as well. You can find me at Salah, the author, S-A-L-A-H, the author. Twitter, Salah underscore is. That's about it. That's all I do.
I know it's tough to keep up with all this social media. Oh my goodness, between Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all these other things, it's just be going crazy. It's a lot.
I know. Thank God for things like Hootsuite, where you could be like, okay, I got it on all the pages, like when you're promoting things.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us about, I'm so excited to announce this, the Sweet Spot. Like, I love your events. I caught one, and it was just the most unique, sensual experience, I don't want to say of my life, but you made an impression. And then I want to say you have both of you have amazing voices.
Thank you.
I can imagine. So when are you coming to the New York, New Jersey area again?
So what we the closest upcoming show, because I know you have listeners all over the place, is we have a show this Saturday, December 20th at Ibiza. That's 1222 First Street Northeast in Washington, D.C. The next time we'll be in New York City, if you want to come up, everybody from Jersey comes through, is going to be in February. And that date is February 21st, which is a Saturday, and we're at Santos Party House.
Oh, I was supposed to sing there. Okay.
And yes, I'm not used to coffee.
Okay,
and
so we have
actually
an upcoming
Mardi Gras edition. Okay. Like, I know it's Valentine's Month. It's Valentine's month that month, but we're actually doing a Mardi Gras edition because Mardi Gras is in February in New Orleans, so we kind of bring Mardi Gras to New York for that.
Yeah,
Saturday.
That sounds great. Make sure you get your beads.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, Sabrina Salah, how did you get started? Like, how did you, like, was this something that you just tapped into as an early age? This is Tihara speaking. As an early age, or did you, how did it happen? How did you tap into this area of creativity?
So why don't you go first, girl?
All right. Well, for me, they were, Sabrina and Ainsley, the producer of the show, they were already doing the show, but they were only in one city at the time. I believe they started out in Brooklyn. And I remember when I first saw the show, I went with a homegirl of mine, and, you know, I nudged her, like, after the show, and I was like, yo, I need to be on this show. And so she pointed me over to Ainsley and Sabrina's direction, and she was like, well, there's the producer right there. Go talk to him. And, you know, if anybody that knows Ainsley Burroughs and Sabrina Gilbert, they have to see you at least two or three times before they even consider putting you on a show. Like, they're not going to put just anybody on their show. It's a top-notch show. Mm-hmm. So I looked at Ainsley, and I said, sir, you don't know me from a can of paint. However, you need to put me on this show. And he looked at me like he didn't know what was going on. He was like, all right, how about you email me? And I emailed him my best erotic poem at the time. And, you know, I said to him at the end of that email, put your money on me. And he was like, you know, I've never heard an erotic poem from this perspective. So I think
I'm sorry, Salah, I'm just so impressed already. Can we hear a couple of verses, of words?
Oh, right now?
If you don't mind.
Did you just get shy, Ms. Cox?
It's okay.
No, I mean, I definitely can. I mean, you know,
I love the voices. I'm really intrigued right now, but it's okay. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, listen, it is all right. If you want it now, I will give it to you now. It's not a problem.
Oh my goodness.
All right. For the first time ever, I was speechless. I didn't know whether it was the pillow stuffed in my mouth to keep me from screaming or from me trying to resume breathing. You see, my body has never experienced such phenomenal joy, such cataclysmic orgasms, left to right, front to back to back reaction from the depth of his stroke. It was like I was on coke, high as the moon as he asked me, how you want it? And the only thing I could say as I felt his sweat dripping down my back was harder. You want more? I can give you more. I'm just saying.
I'm speechless. Okay. Can we get a commercial right now? Oh, that was so amazing. Oh, that is. I wish I can do that.
You can.
All right. Tahira, we're gonna reroute her back now. We're gonna go back to the
pull me back.
I wanna finish hearing this story. Well, the last thing you said was, and this is Nakoon, hi guys, is that you said, put your money on me. So what did he say in response to that?
I was like, you know, put your money on me. This is, you know, and I remember he put me on the roster for the show, and I did the show and floored it. I killed it. It was amazing. And it's been a wrap ever since. And that, how many, Serena? Like, it's been
at least 4 years, maybe five now.
Yeah. It's
going, we're coming into the fifth year.
Yeah, 5 years, yeah. And it's been a wrap ever since. So that's how I got on the show.
And Sabrina, you produced the show.
I help produce the event. I do a lot more artist development and stuff lately with our cast, our core cast, and kind of let my colleagues, Mr. Inseborough and L'Oreal, handle a lot of the contracting and bringing new cities on board and stuff like that. I mean, it's all a collaborative effort. Like, no one member of the team can produce what we're doing without each other. Like, we all need each other. And even the castmates who aren't involved on the production side, they're always really so kind and generous to network with us and say, oh, we got this, or I have this connection to get us into Illinois or whatever. Like, this quarter coming, for first quarter of 2015, we're bringing on 5 new cities. We started in one city. We started in New York. And actually 9 years ago started in New York. I came on board in 2009 to help produce. And then, but now we're in 20 different cities. Well, now 25 for 2015. And the goal is to be in every major city in the world, which is a pretty big, a pretty big goal, but we're going to make it happen.
Well, I'm just curious. Now, Tahira gave me some background because she's seen the show. But for someone like me and our listeners out there who, you know, never been to one of your events or doesn't quite understand how this works, give us, like, a format of the show and what goes on. It is all erotic poetry being read throughout the show, correct?
Well, there's everything. It's a pop erotica event. The show is an experience. You know, you come in. And the music is playing, and it's not like, sometimes people hear poetry and they think about neo-soul, or like I was listening to your conversation earlier, and for you, you know, one of you mentioned, oh, you know, when I think about poetry, I think about Love Jones, and that's a real cool-out type of vibe. And when you come to the sweet spot, it's about high energy. Like, from the moment you walk in, it's party time. So you're hearing top 40 club music, the songs that you love, and not necessarily like everything has to be ratchet or you feel like my IQ just dropped because I came into this club building. Feeling good, you know, like, I feel so good, I feel so beautiful, I feel so sexy. So any type of music that can give that feeling, you're going to feel that or hear that. We have little games that we play with the audience in the first hour of just, like, people getting, well, really 30 minutes or so, people getting seated and getting drinks and getting food. And we play games with the audience, and there's visual art, there's body paint models walking around, so you get your photos and all of that. Already all your senses are stimulated. And then the show will start, and we're hosted by actor / comedian, so, you know, you get lots of good laughs, and we're still talking about human sexuality, but just being able to make light of it and all the silly things that kind of come up for us when we judge ourselves in the bedroom and that sort of thing. And then you get the erotic poetry that's sexy, and then you get these classic, super sexy R&B songs. And when I say classic, I mean, like, some Jodeci type, Big Luther type, like, oh my God, somebody throw their panties on the stage type of R&B. Like, what is going on in here? And then you have burlesque dance, and then you have burlesque dancers, and then you have this super sexy fashion, and you can buy the clothes if you like it for your bedroom.
Oh,
there's everything happening in this one event.
Space, yeah.
And for $20, like, you could pay $20 to go sit in a club and stand on the wall and be mad that somebody stepped on your feet, or you can spend $20 and have the best entertainment and an amazing party.
That's a great price. Wow. I didn't think that it would be that inexpensive. I really didn't, with everything that you had to offer. So that's really great. Sounds like
that's
a,
the point. It's for everybody, everyday people, right, to have a good time. Like, it shouldn't cost you, oh, you got to buy $100 to sit at the table. Like, it shouldn't cost you that. Like, why?
Yeah, that really sounds like a hot party. And I don't know, for some reason, how many, like, I'm thinking bachelorette party, too. That I don't know. For some reason, I think that would be really
fun. We do get that.
Like that, yeah.
But you were there in Miami when they, the fellas did
oh,
their bachelorette
party.
Oh,
my goodness, in Miami. Of all cities.
No, that wasn't Miami. That was New Orleans.
Oh, no, New Orleans had a bachelor's party. That's right.
Wow.
But people do bachelorette parties, birthday parties. We get a lot of birthday groups that come out.
My birthday's coming up.
Listen.
And if you get a group, it's a slightly different rate because you get, if you can get a, for birthday groups,
mm-hmm.
I think if you get 10 people, there's 2 tickets that you get for free, and you get VIP treatment, which VIPs, they get to enter in the building 15 minutes before everybody else does. They get priority seating, so you get all the best seats in the house, and your names are on your seats, and we get your whole group together. So it's really nice.
Man, okay. Wow. I'm curious, too. What's the ratio to men? Do you get more men? Do you get more women? Or do you get a lot of couples?
It depends on the city.
Yeah, it really does depend on the city.
Okay.
Different for every city, yeah.
We get a lot of couples in Atlanta and Charlotte. We get a lot of couples. We get kind of a half and half couples in New York. And then we get a lot of single people in a lot of other places. And as far as, like, ratio of male to female, there's always
mm-hmm.
way more women than men. It doesn't matter what city we're in.
Yeah.
It's like
that's like,
for
yeah.
every – it feels like
yeah.
for every 20 women, there's, like, 2 guys.
Yeah.
That came single. Like,
that's
if there's
crazy.
Guys, then it's a little
bit.
I think if they hear poetry or they hear a burlesque show and they their brain
yeah.
thinks, oh, that's stuff that girls do. Like, I'm not going to that. I'm too cool.
Exactly.
But then when the guys come, they're like, this is so amazing.
What about the ages? Because I don't know, why do I think a lot of older women will be more like prunish to this type of thing versus the younger generation? So what's the ages like? When you look out in the audience, what do you see?
Well, the show is 21 and up, so we never have anyone younger than 21. But as far as the age
mm-hmm.
ranges, on average, our average age is that people are in their late 20s, so I would say 27 to 37.
Wow.
Every now and then we'll see some older couples. Like, I've definitely seen some people in their 40s come in
mm-hmm.
and have a great time. But I think
mm-hmm.
a lot of that also has to do with the environment that we create in the city and all of that, because there are,
mm-hmm.
like, the $20 is a regular ticket, but some people, some of our older audience, they like to get the bottle service, and so they might get a VIP ticket at $40 or get the bottle service table and that sort of thing. So there's a possibility, like, if you're an older person, you're not going to be like, oh, my God, I'm with all these young people. I don't know what's going on. So
right.
it's a good balance.
Listen, we turn them all out. When they get into the space and they see what the show is about and we get on stage and we do our thing, it doesn't matter whether they're 21, 41 or 51. They all get turned out and they all end up.
Wow.
Let me
ask
you
a question.
I'm talking. I'm still trying to recover.
They all get turned out.
Do you ever get nervous? This is Tahira. Do you ever get nervous? Like, you're sharing some of your, like, inner feelings. Do you ever feel nervous or scared? No.
Yeah, I do. Somebody told me if you don't get nervous, you're not doing it right. And, like, when I get on the stage, like, it's powerful as I am or as I may seem, like, I'll be getting nervous, like, oh my God, I'm about to tell these people about my vagina, about, like, I'm about to tell
right.
them my personal business. But you never know. But I am shaking in my boots. Like, Sabrina, there's been times where she's caught me, like fidgeting, and she'd be like, look.
Fine. That poem about your name, Swan. I'll never forget the first day you did. I was like, is she serious right now?
And
she was so nervous. She was like, y'all, I don't know. We're like, get up there and do what you do, girl.
Yeah, and she told me, she was like, you have done this a million times. Shut up. Get on that stage.
Wow.
I think that's very refreshing that you still get nervous because you're a veteran at this. So, you know, and that's definitely industry talk, right, Tahira? Like anything that you care about or you really have a passion for, you should always have those butterflies because once you don't, then you're in trouble. So I think that's a that's a great thing. That's a great thing. And I want to know, too, because I know Tahira is going to ask you this because Tahira has a poetic side, too. Where does you know your writing come from? Are you really just that creative? Or are you really drawing from your own sexual experiences and emotions and feelings? Or how does that happen? Because I just wow, you know, because you talking about some stuff here. So like
and
I'm like woo girl, wait a minute.
Now, Sabrina, Shalat, like for me, like when I write, it comes from like experience and some of it fantasy. So is it the same like that?
Yeah, for me, like some of it is from experiences and then others is, you know, what I would like to see happen or what I would like to have done to me. And like a few of my pieces are a mixture of both. The majority of them, however, come from that experience because I don't like writing about what I don't know about. You know, it's not genuine. We don't really know about it. So, yeah, you might hear some stuff from me and, you know, nudge your neighbor like, ooh, that girl is, oh, gosh, nasty as hell. I'd be like, yeah, sorry. But, so, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, mostly, you know, the same here. Mostly experience. Anything that I've ever written from experience, I also usually send to the person who was so kind to give me such a beautiful experience prior to sharing it in public just so that they know. And also because I like to watch people blush when I put their business out. Like, well, you know, because I don't put anybody's names in it. So they know and I know that it's about them. And then you just kind of watch them squirm a little when you don't tell them that you're doing their piece. And the rest of it is fantasy. Like, I think a lot of people have a misconception. They see a poet on the stage or they might see me on the stage and they might assume, oh, my God, like, she has this crazy, incredible sex life that's blah, blah, blah. And most of the time it's me and my batteries. You know, a lot of fantasy going on in my life.
Right, I get that. It's like rappers or artists writing these songs about how they can blow somebody back out, and then in real life you hear they really suck in bed. So, you know, I understand. But that was going to be my next question, too. I didn't know, you know, you ladies were in a relationship, but I was wondering how your partner felt about that because some people might not be receptive to this type of thing or really understand, or it might be some jealousy.
It's very hard being on this tour and dating because it takes a certain type of individual. It takes a very strong-minded individual, a very confident individual to handle women like Sabrina and I who do these types of tours because, I mean, when you think about it, it's, you know, it's erotic poetry. Everything about it is sexual in nature. So a weak mind tends to wander. Like, we're in 20 cities all across this country. And so when we're away from home, a weak mind, you know, might tend to wander like, oh, my God, what is she doing? And we just sitting, texting.
Reciting poetry.
You know, with the batteries. We got the batteries. And
it's us and the batteries. Half of the time, it can't even be that when you're on tour because we sharing rooms and whatnot.
Oh my God.
We don't get down like that. I mean, I love you, Salah, but not like that. Like, I don't know about that. It's like the D with the batteries in front of you.
We need to send her to the bar or something. Be like, go get a drink. Go to the bar.
Speaking of love, we're going to get into a song, He Loves Me, Jill Scott, on the Girlfriend Network.
You love me, it's special, lit different every time you keep me on my feet. totally different every time you keep me on my feet, happily excited by all your cologne and your hands, your smile, your intelligence. You woo me, you caught me, you tease me, you please me, you fool me, give me things to think about, invite me, you ignite me, correct me, you love me, you like me, incite me to chorus, la la la.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
What's going on? It's me, your man, Will Downing. I'll be spending the evening with you, my fans, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone. So be sure to tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can't wait to see you in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone.
The Girlfriend Network is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lovezoneusa, you get one free audio book and a one-month trial of the service.
Welcome back to the Sweet Spot edition of the Girlfriend Network
Welcome back, Sabrina Salah.
Hey.
How did you come up with the name? This is Tahira again.
Oh, Lord. So originally the show was called Freak Nasty.
Oh.
Oh,
exactly. Whoa. So you knew what she was coming to.
Yeah.
But wow. In the interest of not scaring people off, because the show is not, like, so taboo. Like, I think people, you hear a name like Freak Nasty, you might get nervous without knowing. People still get nervous at, well, what's a sweet spot, you know, without, and that's not very, I feel like that's a pretty safe, friendly
yeah.
little family name. So in the interest of not scaring people and helping people understand that even though the name sounded so risque, that the show is actually very mainstream, very comfortable. There's nothing crazy happening. I mean, there's crazy things that are happening, but nothing like, oh my gosh, somebody came up and I feel violated. That never happens. Like in our show, it's so amazing. We can get hundreds of people together. I'm talking 600 people, 400 people, 700 people in a room, and never, ever in the 5-6 years that I've been involved, we've never once had an incident that we even needed security.
Oh, that's good. People feel good when y'all are around.
Right? I would imagine. You know what, and this is funny, ladies, I just have to say this, because at the top of the show, me and Tahira was talking about writing poetry, and Tahira's experience in that and did that for her boyfriend. I have never dabbled, but you know what I'm really good at, and that Jill Scott song right there? I'm really good at picking a song and sending it to my significant other.
Girl, you better
other, you know, and, you know, I'm always able to pinpoint wherever we are at that time and what we're feeling and what is going on with us. So I just sent him that song by Jill Scott like a few weeks ago, which is crazy. But I think I'm very inspired by you ladies. I'm very impressed that Tahira, that's something I didn't know, that she writes poetry. So I think
yes.
I'm going to give it in Scott. And come Valentine's Day.
Nicole,
I'm have
tell
some
her
Scott.
That she, I think she could just.
I
she,
love
she,
it.
She has to tap into that sexier
yes.
side where it's you and him and yeah, it's distorted.
Right.
Yeah, it's nasty, but this is your
right.
this is your man.
But it's
this
not
is,
even, you know,
it's
and
not.
Even the things
that's,
that you
that's
say.
Really your identity. Yeah.
Yeah, like the
yeah.
things. The beauty of poetry is that you can say something without saying it, and that's what's beautiful
right.
about our stage.
Right.
When you come to erotic
yes.
poetry, when erotic poetry is done wrong, well, I shouldn't say wrong, but when it's done poorly, you feel
right.
violated and you feel gross. When it's done
right.
beautifully. Somebody can say it's the difference between saying, oh, I ate you out versus saying you consume nectar from my flower. How beautiful is that?
Very.
And nobody knows what that means. They don't know if you mean that you got cunnilingus or you mean that you
mm-hmm.
had a beautiful wet kiss. Nobody knows
yeah.
it. But
yeah,
besides sure. you because you wrote it.
And that's the beauty
right.
of it. It could be one thing or it can, you know, be one thing or another. It's just, it's beautiful. So it's not like whatever you mean for it to be the audience member, that's how you perceive it. It's
right.
amazing. You girls are, you ladies are amazing. I love what you
yeah,
do.
You
I can't wait. We're going to the
oh,
show, right?
You.
Nikon, we're
Yay.
Going to the show. So we'll see you there.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. I definitely want to check you ladies out. And real quickly, do you guys have anything published in books? Do you ever think about doing anything on audio? Like, what's going on with that? Because I think, like, you guys need some kind of, you know, erotic poetry book if you don't have one already. Like,
so I have an erotic poetry album.
Oh,
the
my.
Album is called Sticky. And you can get that on my website, sabrinanow.com. It's 9 tracks. It's 30 minutes of amazing poetry to some really dope music, like kind of like the Jill Scott song you just heard. Like, is this type of quality music with singing interlaced between the poetic verses. So it's sort of set up like a song. It's a really nice album. Salah has books, a lot of books.
Yeah. Wow, Salah. I'm going to be doing some stuff here. Speaking of that, really quick, do you want to talk about your, you know, your foundation, Milk and Honey? And I love the way it's spelled. It's spelled NYLK and Honey, HONEE. It's very different, very poetic. Thank you.
It's just what I'm trying to do is my love of poetry stems, you know, beyond, you know, just erotic poetry. I do all sorts of poetry in you know, all genres, and my goal is to just foster that and to just nurture that. So I do have a few events that I do, the Montclair Poetry Festival every May on my birthday weekend. Well, this will be the second year running. I own a publishing company. I publish other people, like, you know, up-and-coming artists who want to publish their books and whatnot. Yeah, so it's just things. I just want to make sure that poetry has a home somewhere. And if I have to create that home, then there you go.
You ladies are doing the damn thing. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Now, Sabrina, I know we have a couple of minutes more. Can you give us some poetry? I mean, I know it's a lot.
This is new material. Oh, my gosh. Exclusive. I have not done this publicly. Just once. As a test run in New York on a evening, but it hasn't really stuck yet. So new things. Here we go. You are so very talented. With your AK-47 tongue pumping rounds into, my God, you are all night and morning. A never-ending electromagnetic CAT scan. Translating flesh into syrup and symphonies, reading me as if reading palms, devouring tomorrows, and you ask me if I want breakfast. Baby, I am the best and most important meal of the day. Always ready to go. Y me muera de sentir tus labios chupando mis dedos de pies, cariciándole. Y la manera que me tira la mirada me vuelve loca cuando me toca. Amor, the way you hold my spine. Each ass smack of punctuation, each hair pull a reminder, no, permission to let go, to lose control, to fearlessly wet the bed, even if it feels like I'm peeing, to break skin and rules. I don't care about to-do lists and responsibilities. I want you to wear me like a face mask. And if you want to hear the rest of that, you better come to the show.
I love it.
That is so amazing. I need that email to me. Oh, my God. Hey,
did y'all
hear my bestie? My bestie said I am the most important meal of the day.
You're so crazy, girl.
I love
it. I am the most important meal of the day.
You know my email address? You send that to me? I need to put that, like, inside a Hallmark card. You know what I mean? Like a little insert. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing.
Thank you.
It's just, I can imagine. I can't wait to see what you're going to do on the 21st. So I'm really, really excited. Thank you for accepting our invitation and coming and letting our listeners hear a side of poetry, erotic poetry. You do it in such a communication that it just takes me away. So keep doing what you're doing, and we look forward to seeing you. We really will come to your show.
Yeah, we're going to look for you. We're going to take a picture.
You don't have to look for me. I'll try not to get on the stage. I'm the one that's like, hi, it's me from the Love Zone. I want to try something.
I love it.
I
want to try. There is a segment. There is a sing-along segment, so you could bust it out for us. We will hold you to it.
Okay, no problem. I'm definitely an entertainer, so that's
what I do.
So definitely let our listeners know, again, your social media. We have, like, over a billion listeners, so definitely let them know how they can reach you and just introduce where the next show will be in Santos, again, Party House.
Cool. So the next show is in Santos Party House, in New York City on February 21st. It's a Saturday. If you go to sweetspotnation.com, you can see all the dates for all the cities. We're in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Atlanta, Charlotte, Miami. We got to go to Sacramento out in California, Fresno, Oakland. So we're everywhere. In fact, the Cali shows will open us up for January. We're in D.C. this coming Saturday. So all of the address information and the dates in every city is on sweetspotnation.com. If you're looking for myself, visit sabrinanow.com, sabrinanow.com. And that will connect you with my Facebook, my Instagram, my YouTube. All the links are across the bottom. That will probably be the easiest way for us to connect. And you can hear more. You can see a music video of one of my erotic poems. It's on the homepage there, so you can check that out too, or cop the album, or just peruse around and learn a little more about me.
so live, take it home with your social media.
This is Salah. You can find me on Instagram at Salah Poetic, SelahPoetic. Facebook, you can catch me at Salah the Author. Twitter, Salah_is. I'm reconstructing my website. My website is SelahPoetic.com, but it is under reconstruction. I'm about to have a whole bunch of big things, big and new things happening, so just stay tuned for that. Other than that, yeah, you can find me, you know, on tour with Sweet Spot, doing my thing with them, you know, with the home team, it's my family. So if you can't catch me anywhere else, you can catch me there.
Absolutely.
Ladies, it's been such a pleasure and so much fun to have you on the show tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
We had a great time. Y'all had me rolling earlier.
Yeah. It's so amazing. So I just keep, like I said, thank you again for coming. We're definitely going to see you on the 21st. And you definitely have us as, you know, we're your fans. So we'll definitely be there. It was an amazing event. And I do thank you for, like, just doing, because you don't hear poetry like this. So to me, I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. Like, all my dreams are coming true right now to hear you expressing this format of poetry in the way that you
thank
do.
Thank you.
Awesome. We love you from the Love Zone, the Girlfriend Network. And hopefully we can have you back soon.
Almost.
Sounds good. Definitely.
Okay, so we're going to just close out, but thank you for coming on, and we will be, our producers will be in touch with you.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Okay, don't forget to tune in to the Girlfriend Network every Monday night, thelovezoneusa.com. Wow, that was amazing, Nicole.
That was so excellent. It's so excellent, so I'm ready to write. I'm ready to get busy.
I think you know what, Nicole, I think you really have this in you. You really have this side. I think you just have to tap into it and just let it go.
I agree. And I'm very sexual, and I'm a Scorpio. So, you know, I'm born with that anyway. You know what they say about Scorpios. I don't know if you know, but if not, look it up. So, it's something that I'm inspired by all of you, you know, the two ladies and you as well to hear it. So I think it's something that I'm definitely going to try at some point. So, yeah, I'm just going to try to be creative and just go with it, and I'm going to see what happens and what comes out. And if I have any problems, I'm going to call you.
Call me, because, you know, I'm good for this stuff.
Absolutely. I see. I think you're breaking up. I don't know if the listeners can hear you clearly, but I can't hear you clearly. But you know what? We're out of time. So, Tahira, take us out, and, you know, we'll see the listeners next week.
Okay, tune in next week, and we're going to go into our last song on the Girlfriend Network.